to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Comfortable and happy if you're careful not to let a minor common ill, such as occasional acid indigestion, spoil your comfort and happiness. Now, you can avoid the discomfort by calling on Alka-Seltzer. You'll find that when you have acid indigestion, your druggist has just what you want, Alka-Seltzer. It can help reduce excess gastric acidity fast. That's why you hear it said so often, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. So don't delay, get it today at your drugstore. Buy two packages. With the extra package on the side, you'll always be well supplied. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot-'n-Down store and Meadowlark restaurant. Cedric is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Where's us, Mr. Lowman?
Oh, he ain't here right this minute, Cedric. And it's a good thing for you, he ain't, too.
Mom?
He stole you right out of here.
Well, why, did I do something wrong?
Wrong? You just helped Squire Smith and his little plan to run Lum out of business and make a nervous wreck out of him.
I done that?
Well, not quite, but you're working at it.
Well, when did I do all that?
Yesterday. When you come in here with Squire and ordered them oysters on the whole shell, or whatever it was.
Well, Mr. Squire told me to do that.
I know he did, Teddy. I didn't have to be no Sherlock Holmes to figure that out. You ought to have been ashamed of yourself for doing it, too.
Well, I never knowed I'd done nothing wrong.
Well, I guess maybe you never. But after this, Cedric, when Squire Smith asks you to do something, just don't do it.
Yes, sir, no more.
That's the best rule to follow around that market.
I still don't see just what was wrong. Well, Mr. Squire never said nothing about trying to run Mr. Lum out of business.
Well, Cedric, every day Squire brings somebody in here to the restaurant and orders some fancy kind of oyster. Because he knows dad bang well we ain't got none. Then him and his friends get up and walk out of here like this was a no-countest one restaurant they was ever in their whole life. See, what he's doing is just trying to turn everybody in town again this place.
Who is?
Why, Skip, don't you understand nothing?
Mom.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Cedric. Old Lum's going to get even with him, though. Just wait till that Squire comes in here again. Is he going to get a surprise?
What a surprise?
I'll tell you.
Well, that sure is nice of you fellas to give him a surprise after all you said he was doing to you.
Well, this ain't exactly the kind of surprise he's going to like, Cedric.
I hope I'm here when you give it to him. I love surprise. This boy.
Cedric, can you keep a secret?
Mom.
Come over here, man. I just want to show you something.
Yes, what are we whispering about?
Well, it's a secret. Got to promise not to tell it to nobody.
No one.
Special at Squire Smith.
Is this the surprise?
Yeah.
Boy, this is fun. Fun.
Well, Hackett, get yourself under control now. Look in this bucket here.
Mom?
Right here.
Excuse me.
Don't look in here.
Oh, I don't want to.
Stand in here. Ain't gonna hurt you.
Stand
here. Stand over here. Now look in there. You know what them is?
Let's see. How many guesses do I get?
Them is oysters.
Don't give me no hints, man. How many guesses have I had so far?
Cedric, I told you what they are.
I'll get it. Don't help me.
They're oysters.
No.
That's what they are.
Well, they don't come. This looks like a bucket of ice to me.
Well, that is ice in there, too. The oysters are them round rock-looking things in there.
Them there?
Right there.
Oh, God. Is that what I was ordering yesterday? Well, I never would have did it if I'd known that. Oh, thanks.
Well, maybe that'll learn you a lesson not to go around doing everything that Squire Skimp tells you to do.
Oh, thanks, what a gnarly skimp I have.
Oh,
me.
Well, stop worrying about it. You're just lucky you never come in here, Squire, today, though, or you'd have actually had to eat some.
Oh, what a gnarly skimp.
Well, all right, Cedric, calm yourself down.
How do you cook them things?
Well, that's just it. Even if Squire does bring somebody in here today and order some, I don't believe Lum's going to know how to fix them. I can't figure it out. I don't know where.
You clean them?
No, I sure can. I sold a couple of them in a kettle of water and boiling them things for about 9 hours. I can't see they're getting a bit softer, just hard as a rock, yeah.
Well, I'll be doggone. Can I catch one of them in the bucket there?
Sure, go ahead.
Can I pet him?
Why, sure, go ahead.
They won't bite me, will they?
Well, I don't think so. I doubt if they're alive. They might have starved to death because I ain't fed them a thing since they got here, I guess. Well, I did give them something. I put a little pan of breadcrumbs in the bucket there, but they never touched a bit of it. They're dead a month and a half.
Maybe they weren't hungry.
No, I believe they're dead, said they.
Poor little critters. Dead.
Well, I don't go puddling up over that, Cedric.
Poor little girl.
Cedric, now stop it now. That's plumb silly. I don't think they was alive in the first place. I think somebody pulled a trick on Lum and sent him a batch of rocks.
Reckon we ought to bury him, Mr. Edgar.
Well, of course not. We've got to starve these old squire skins. But before we can do that, we've got to figure out how to cook them.
Goodbye, little oysters.
Just hope Squire don't come in here before we're ready for him. Have you got any ideas on how you might cook them things, Henry?
Mom.
I tried frying one, but it didn't come out no better. Still just hard as ever.
How about a sandwich?
Oyster sandwich?
Yes, Mom.
No, I don't think so. Got a bite in one of them things, bust half his teeth out. Be better to have the oyster right out in plain sight where the customer can at least see what he's got to work on.
Yes, Mom.
So that nobody lost them. Leastways, not Squire Skin.
How about grinding them up?
Well,
grind them up like Mr. Lum does the meat craze lumberjacks.
Oh, Bogus, wait a minute. Now, maybe you've got an idea there,
Sandy. I have.
I found you, that's it. Why, sure. What's the matter with me? Now, why didn't I think of that before? Well, good for you, Sandy.
Good for Sandy.
Yeah, here, bring that bucket of horse over here to the meat grinder, and we'll fill them out in there, Sandy.
Yes, well.
Like to get it all done before Lum gets back. Prizes.
More prizes today. Boy.
Old Lum will sure thank me for this. He never had no idea how to cook these things. Yeah, that's it, Cedric. Horse them right up here and start dumping them in. I'll do the cranking here.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on in here?
What
are you doing with them oysters?
Well, I was going to surprise you, Lum, but you come back too quick.
Well, now, ruin me, you mean. Get them out of the meat grinder there. Hurry up.
Well, Lum, this is the way to fix them. You grind them up first, and then you cook them.
You don't do no such a thing. Get them out of there. I've found out how to fix them. You just starve them raw.
Raw?
Yes, sir.
Well, you might starve them that way, but nobody would be able to eat them. I'll tell you that right here and now. Just feel how hard them things is, Lum.
I know, but them's the shells. I found that out. The oysters is inside.
Inside?
Yes. So all you do is just crack them open and starve them right in the shell. Or half of it. I found out what Squirrel was ordering must have been oysters on the half shell, not on the whole shelf, like we thought it was.
Well, I thought that was a curious place to eat anything on the whole shell. So you crack them open and the oysters is inside, huh?
Yes, they're right in there.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
That's their little house they live in.
Them little rascals were hiding in there all this time, and we never knowed it. Right inside there.
Well, I do know.
Well, come on, let's get a hammer and start cracking.
Well, just a minute. Let's not rest into this.
Well, say, Mr. Long, the reason I come over here today was to deliver you some telegrams.
Telegrams?
Well, why didn't you say so, Cedric? Who are they from?
Well, I don't know. Here they are, Mr. Long.
Yeah, thank you.
How come Grandpappy Spears never delivered them? Have you got his job now, Cedric?
No, Mom. Mr. Grandpap was over there, but Mr. Dick couldn't wake him up, so I had to bring him over myself.
Oh, that's a shame. He waits 6 months to deliver a telegram, and then when one finally does come in, he says...
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner, listen to this. I'm sure enough famous now.
Famous?
Hell, I do know.
Well, what is it? What is it? Listen. What is it?
Lum and Abner, Jot'em Down Store and Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Well,
have had hundreds of requests for your Lumburger. Would like your permission to include it in our menu. Also, would you please give us the recipe?
Who's that from, Lum?
Signed Benny Van Beck, Mater D, Brittingham's Restaurant, Hollywood, California.
Hollywood, California?
Yes, sir. Brittingham's Restaurant. Danny.
What that there may be after Mr. Van Beck's name, Aslan?
No, I think that's the name of the college he went to. Oh. Like Notre Dame. But listen to this other. It's from Tom Brenneman's Restaurant out there in Hollywood.
Tom Brenneman?
Yeah. Says, understand your Lumberger sandwich is exceptional. Request your permission to serve in my Hollywood restaurant. Please rush me complete details how the Lumberger is prepared. I'm Tom Brenneman.
Does he cook, too? I know he wore them women's hats around, but I never know.
Don't reckon he's going to serve oysters and breakfast in Hollywood.
Well, he'll have a hat on him if they don't wash him. I'll tell him that right now.
Hey, you, I'm really getting famous now, Ed. They cared about me clean out there in Hollywood.
Who's that other one from there? Where's it from, Lon?
Yeah, let's see. This is, Lyman Abner.
Oh, good.
Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
What?
Our quick lunches asking for Lumbergers. Stop.
Stop what?
That's it.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I wasn't doing nothing.
Kindly rush recipe and permission to serve to avoid disappointing our many customers and your fans who apparently can't get to Pine Ridge. Say M. Thomas, Hotel Book Cadillac, Detroit.
Detroit? Well, I do. Hey, Lockwood, look there. There comes Squire Skinner. He's got Snake Hogan with him this time. Look at that.
Let him come. I'm set for him this time. You take the bucket of oysters back behind the counter where Squire can't see.
Yeah.
And when I give you the signal, you crack up a dozen of them.
Yeah,
I'll take that. Oh, he ain't hardly wait till he sets down and orders them oysters. This is the day I've been waiting for all my life.
Here, come right on in, Snake. Well, gentlemen, how's the Metalork resting today?
Oh, just dandy fine, Squire.
Oh, well, that's good. Sit right down here, Snake.
Yeah, okay, Squire.
I booked my friend here in for some of your famous cooking, Lum.
Well, good. Proud you did. What are you gentlemen going to have?
Well, let me see now.
Some nice oysters, I suppose.
No, I don't believe I feel the mood for oysters today, Lum. I'll tell you what sounds good. What we want is two orders of cream crab flakes and a watercress salad, I believe.
Put the oysters back on the hall shelf, Lum. The gentleman has changed his mind. There are so many folks troubled with colds these days. What chance do you think you have of escaping a cold? Well, very little. The fact is, few of us will get through the winter without at least one cold. And if you catch cold, the thing you want is speedy relief from that ache all over, feverish fever. Just follow Alka-Seltzer's easy ABC cold comfort treatment. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B is for be careful, get more rest than usual, avoid exposure, and dress comfortable. C is for comfort. Soothe the sore throat caused by your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Be prepared, friends, by having plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. What you want, be sure you have. Get the large family size package from your druggist. Buy two instead of one. With an extra package on the shelf, you can always help yourself. Now, this is Gene Baker saying goodbye and good health to you all. Be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Here's a test that might prove something.